Welcome to another episode of Behind the Studs, your home improvement and remodeling podcast, where the two most entertaining guys discuss the do's and don'ts in home construction and in the remodeling industry. Remember that you can nail it, paint it, or just tune into the show. How about that? Here are your hosts, Colin Shaw and Jimmy Driscoll.
Hello, Mr. Driscoll. How are you?
I am awesome.
Excellent. Good.
Awesome.
Welcome, everyone, to a new episode of Behind the Studs. And if you've been keeping score, the dryer vent wizard was supposed to be here, but he ran late. He got into one of those jobs that wouldn't end, and he was trying to get here, and he did contact us and say, okay, I can get there, but it's going to be like 6 o'clock at night or something like that.
So I'm in my pajamas by then.
Yes. So he's going to be in next week. So, you know, eventually we will have him in the studio and we will interview him and learn all about ducks.
Yeah.
Not quack quacks, but the other ducks.
Ducks. We make a lot of bucks putting in ducks.
Nice.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I'm so witty.
Yeah, you are. Last week we had Marissa in. That was fun.
She was awesome.
Yeah, she was. I love listening back to that episode. It sounded really, like, you know, very informative and stuff. So I'm hoping everybody felt the same and learned a little bit all about the new technology that's out there.
I love hanging out with people who make me feel stupid.
For me, that's a lot of people. Yeah. It's just not one. Yeah. You know, we also learned a little bit about Jimmy, what his least favorite word was. So I brought in this. I have a CPAP machine, so I have daily cleaners.
Yeah.
So I was looking at it.
Yeah.
And I don't have my glasses on. But it tells you what it is. Oh, man. I can't see it.
All right. It's right on the bottom?
I think it's on the corner.
It's on
the corner or something like that. It tells you what they are. You can't see it either.
I'm blind, too.
Yeah.
100% pure cotton, safe, effective, natural.
No.
Mask wipes.
No.
Crap.
No.
No, cap. CPAP. Okay.
Yep. What does it say?
Biodegradable alcohol, latex-free, no animal testing. Pure wipes. It's all it's telling
all right,
me, bro.
Forget it.
What does it say?
It says somewhere on there, moist towelettes.
All right. But that works.
Okay, so moist is okay there. I thought that
word we didn't
like. A
moist towelette.
Yeah.
Anyone who walks up to you and goes, how you feeling? Man, it's hot out there. Yeah, I'm moist. We go away. Go away.
All right, so that's the kicker. It's if you describe yourself as
all right,
moist.
Because it's like, it doesn't even, I mean, it's gross. It's like grosser than clammy.
Clammy.
If you're clammy.
What's wrong with clammy?
That's you like you're clammy.
Happy as a clam?
Can I give you a hug? No, I'm clammy. Oh, he doesn't feel good. He looks clammy. You feel clammy. Oh, my God.
What if you say, you feel clammy, and he's like, yeah, but I feel moist, so we're going to be
wrong.
Fine together.
Wrong. No.
Okay.
No.
Maybe that was a happy medium.
That's gross. Moist is gross.
I'm actually starting to gross myself out.
See?
So
you keep talking about it. You'll
let's
be like,
move on.
Yeah, my God.
Whoa. Let's move on.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, listen, I do want to say one thing. Something that...
You just did.
Well, yeah. Something else. A little more serious.
Okay. All right.
So, my son, Justin, is going to High Point University, HPU.
I couldn't tell. Really?
Yep. So, the reason why I'm wearing the shirt today is because... many people may know this, they may not. It did make national news that there was a mass shooter that got his plans foiled at his college last week.
Great.
So what I wanted to say is thank you to the university for how they handled it. Thank whoever it was who came forward and, you know, reported that the kid, you know, might be planning something. They went into his room. They found two handguns, tons of ammunition.
Jesus.
He had dates written down where he was going to do stuff. I mean, it's just, you know, and it's my son walks through that dorm to go to his dorm.
What the
fuck? So I know nothing what some parents have gone through with mass shootings, but this is as close as I ever want to get. I mean, it was chilling as soon as you got that email from the school, but they were upfront and honest, told us exactly what was going on, kept us in the loop, and well
That's
done.
Incredible.
And again, whoever stepped forward,
Kudos.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my God.
On behalf of many parents in that
school.
Yeah,
really. Thank you.
So he ended up going to jail for 10 days right now. His parents, I believe, posted bond already, but the judge won't let him out for 10 days till he goes through
psychiatric. Yeah, man.
You know, help. And he's got to go back to jail, I think, this month coming up. But with the laws the way they are down there, they're very lenient on guns. He actually said he wanted to go to a school in North Carolina because the gun laws were a lot easier for him to obtain his wow. weapons.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, you know, he can get a maximum of 5 years.
Isn't that something?
So.
Well, he needs psychiatric help.
Oh, he needs help,
man.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, the jail thing is, you know, if you're going to jail, you got to be doing psychiatric help while you're in there in
sure.
jail.
Oh, sure. My God, dude. Yeah, I mean, there's a reason why he was going down this road, so they need to figure it out and fix him. So.
I have 5 friends now. We won't get on this, but we'll get back into the stud thing. I got 5 people now who conceal.
Really?
Yep, because they got wow. family members, and that's it. They got guns, and they conceal. They got a permit to conceal.
Yeah. That makes me nervous, though, if, you know, even the people that conceal that all of a sudden start drawing their weapon while another guy's got his weapon.
You know what?
There's bullets going everywhere.
I hope we are never in that situation ever.
Me too. Me
but
too.
If we are in that situation, I hope someone does have something to protect us,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I can't run fast enough.
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
But actually, personally, I am in that situation because I've been in that situation when I lived in New York City
mm-hmm.
that I got shot at and there was a riot started, but I was cool and calm and collected. I had to assess what was going on I go into a different state where I get really calm and I get very, you know, I assess everything
mm-hmm.
and make sure everything is safe and secure. Maybe later on I'll freak out after it's all over, said and done. But in those kind of emergencies, I'm really good at it.
Yeah.
But I can't even imagine.
No.
I can't even imagine.
No.
Oh my
no.
God.
No, no. It was just, it was crazy. And then the damn hurricane was coming up that direction too. I'm like, that school's having a bad week.
Yeah.
Bad week. But they're all good. Everything's good there.
Good.
And again, thank you very much, everybody. That was
thank
involved.
You, man. Thank
so,
you very much.
Yep. That's what I wanted to say.
Okay. Well, good. I didn't know enough about that. That came out of left field.
Sorry.
But it's all right. But anyway, what I want to talk about today, getting back into some home improvement. We are into September, and we are into the very beginning of the cusp of fall.
Yes.
So last minute outside chores to be done before the leaves start to fall. The phone is ringing, and people still want to get things painted. People want their decks painted if they can. People want to get their houses painted.
And how much time do they have left, Mr. Driscoll, if they want outdoor stuff done?
Well, here's the situation now. We're getting into due. We're getting into the due mornings.
Yep.
So you don't have an 8-hour day, Aegon, because everything is now wet.
Yep.
So you got to kind of like your window, the window of opportunity to paint outside for painters is basically, we're not there yet, but it's like a 4-hour. Right now we're probably around 6 hours.
Yep.
But it's going to be, by the end of September, you're down to 4 to 3 hours a day.
Wow.
You can get, and that all depends on the weather itself. Well, you know, we're going to hit an Indian summer.
Yeah.
And you got to take advantage of that as much as possible. You know, so all this outside work.
Now, what's the temperature need to be? Isn't it like 50? Is that correct? Or is it
no,
lower?
No, no. You can go lower.
Okay.
You can paint as low as to 40 degrees.
Oh, wow. Okay.
About freaking 15 years ago, this is pretty funny. Sherwin-Williams made a paint that you could paint like at 30 degrees.
Really?
And a little under 30 degrees.
All right.
And it worked.
No.
Worked fantastic.
Wow.
Only one problem.
Okay.
The primer was not under 30 degrees.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Okay.
So people laid out the primer and then laid on the paint and right off the house.
I thought the problem was going to be nobody wanted to paint in 30 degrees.
Well, no, I don't want to paint in 30-degree weather.
Yeah, I'm out.
Actually, I don't mind, I know it. But, and right now, homeowners working around your house, believe it or not, for the next month or so, mosquitoes are rampant. You got a lot of moisture in the ground. We've had a lot of rain.
Mm-hmm.
We've had now in Connecticut, if you're hearing this national, we had a breakout of triple E equine encephalitis, actually in Madison.
Mm-hmm.
Connecticut on the shoreline. It's out there. There's been cases. They're finding it. So you can still have if you wanted to, you can buy the stuff online. Buy the stuff at the store and buy mosquito stuff to spray your yards, which is a great idea. Get rid of any still water.
Mm-hmm. That's the big one.
That's a big one. I mean, I'm infested in my backyard for, I don't know why, because I don't have any standing water, but there's moist ground somewhere, either wet leaves or something, and they're pouring out of one of my back sheds, and it's crazy.
Ugh.
So be careful of that, and still, of course, of ticks. I mean, that's not.
They're still around.
Until
the first frost,
right? Yep. So, and the Hornets are still around.
Yes,
I'm finding them. I find them. Ugh. That and poop.
Really?
Shit. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You want to find dog shit on the floor, on the lawn, you send me out there. I'll find it for you. I find it all the time.
You
can send me to
that.
The tundra in Alaska, and I'll find it. It's ridiculous.
But they have the sled dogs. They got to go somewhere,
Well, I'll
too.
Find it. Right. We're going to go play football in the field. Send Jimmy out there. We'll find out if there's any shit out there. All right? Found it. Can I have a stick to get out under my sneaker? Thank you. But
throw those sneakers out.
That's right. So the other thing you want to be looking at now, too, what I do in the summer is in certain places, I take my gutter guards off.
Okay.
Because I just have a better water flow.
Yeah.
Because of the pitch of the roof, which I can get into the gutter thing in a second. And what the thing is, when I take my gutter guards off, you know, I don't have the metal ones that are installed at, you know, $8, $12 a foot.
Right.
I have the knockoffs from Home Depot, which work really great. The shields, not the screens. I hate the screens.
Yep.
Because this stuff just sits
it
on
It just
top
sits
of
on them. Yeah, so it doesn't really help.
Gutter shields. Problem is, you can get, it's the perfect environment for hornets. Because they can go under there. They have water. And they have you know, a canopy. And mm-hmm. they can fly in and out of your gutter. So you got to be careful. You bang the gutter. Make sure you got no... Get attacked again, Driscoll. You know? So I put the gutters back on. Make sure that they're all set. I had a condo association call me. They called me 2 years in a row saying, can you clean out our gutters? Our gutters are overflowing. And I'm like, wait a minute. I check it, and they have shields on them. They have the screens on top, the steel, stainless steel screens, but all of a sudden they're telling me the water is overflowing on the gutters. So after the second year, I says, wait a minute, no. I clean those gutters. The gutters are good. I clean the downspouts.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is it's the gutter. The pitch of the roof, because of the pitch of the roof,
yep.
The gutter cannot handle the water
when it's a
heavy rain.
Yep.
So they need to get a wider gutter.
Okay.
So duly noted, I told them they're going to look into that. It's what's the width of a gutter, basically?
I think it's supposed to be 5 inches.
All right. Well, you can get a much wider.
You can get a much wider than that, but I mean, a lot of them, too, will be 3.
Yeah.
So, you know, they may not even have the 5.
Right. You can find them.
Yeah.
A gutter company will come out there and do it.
Sure.
And, you know, so check that. It's a good idea to check your gutters, get them ready before the leaves fall.
Yep.
Because after that... make sure your gutters are nice. This is a good time to find out. Either you hire a handyman, or if you're not afraid of ladders and be careful up there, that your gutters are attached right to the fascia board,
mm-hmm.
so they're not loose, they're not rotted. And that is that's a key, and get on that right away, because what happens is if you got a rotted fascia board behind there and it's not against the house where it's supposed to be, you're in for trouble for the winter and the snow and the ice. It's going to find its way in behind the fascia. And before you know it, if we get a cold, frosty winter, it's going to be popping in and you're going to have a water leak coming into the house.
It backs up right underneath your shingles.
Yep. Gets right in there. That's why they do the ice and water shield.
Yep.
And so now's the time before it gets really crappy out there with all the leaves and slippery and stuff like that.
Yep.
Don't be a Superman. Hire somebody out there to go out there to check your gutters and get those done if you're not safe on a ladder.
Right.
And if you don't know how to use a ladder.
Mm-hmm.
Like we talked about years ago. We talked back in an episode. The leading cause of injury in construction is what?
Falling off a ladder.
Falling off a ladder.
Yep.
No fall protection. Mm-hmm. Falling.
Mm-hmm.
Second was fatigue.
Yep.
So, and this is it. This is when it all starts to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So painting gutters, I mean, those are a couple things you want to look into. And it's a good idea if you really want a great lawn. And I'm so impressed. And we did it by accident.
Okay.
All my leaves that I've been piling up for the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why are you making the pile there? It just by accident. The decomposition of the leaves, I've got amazing topsoil now.
Yep. Yep.
Amazing.
That's what happens.
And it's a great, if you have it on your property and if you can do it, make your own compost pile.
Mm-hmm.
And I do it with leaves, lime, and if I can get some soil from somewhere, add to it. And you just got to turn it once a year.
Yep.
And you can get the ones that are closed, but I like them when they're open. I do not throw food in there as far as, like, you know, pieces of cheeseburger, hamburger, because you're going to get rodents, you're going to get animals, and you're going to have problems. Mm-hmm. Raccoons will be there. Skunks will be there.
Yep.
So your compost pile, you know, you can keep it healthy. And leaving leaves on your lawn is not a bad thing sometimes.
Yeah.
It really, because they do break down. But
they
anyway.
They do.
But your compost pile is amazing. I mean, if you do put any kind of vegetable in there, it's good, but like it's not wet, like the celery, end of the celery and the apples and stuff like that. That ain't going to be a big deal, but
yep.
That food scraps, no, absolutely
no. I'm with you.
Yeah, no way.
My in-laws do that. They have a compost pile, but they put all
everything
you
in
know,
it.
Like yeah, eggshells and all yeah. sorts of stuff in it. So,
yeah,
I mean, it's great soil.
Yeah, but 4 years later, you still got eggshells. They don't break down.
well.
Break and celery doesn't break down either. Break
celery doesn't?
No.
No? I hate celery.
Eggshells are... Really?
Yeah. It's all stringy.
Okay.
It's like sardines.
Yeah. Another issue. another issue.
I got a lot of issues.
I love taking a piece of celery and putting a sardine on it. And, right? Come on, man.
I'm out again.
out again.
I don't know if I'm going to come over to your house this Christmas.
Don't worry,
I know
about
what you're gonna do.
I'm not. I won't. I will not do that to you. I will not do. That's like someone putting a freaking thing of all the black olives in front of me.
Oh, really?
You
don't
go
like
away.
Olives?
Go no? away. No, oh,
I love
ate
black
them.
Olives.
But when I was in Morocco, they had. They're different. The
really?
Olives were. Yeah, they don't. They don't have that brine to them.
Huh?
And they were great. And they were all. And they're all. They weren't. I tried them. They were okay.
Yeah.
I could. You know, if I have to eat them, I could have ate them in Morocco, but I can't eat them at home.
Huh?
I can't.
I wonder what they have over there. I wonder if it's like the Kalamata. Olives.
They got all. They have great olives.
Yeah.
People who love olives who are out there. They go, oh my God, these are amazing. You got to try them. Wow. I said, okay, I'll try them.
Yeah.
And they were
good
much
for you.
Different than from being at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I was talking to our favorite landscaper that was on our show.
Oh, he's awesome.
Yeah, he's great. I was talking to him today, and
we get him back on. Saying,
I don't know. We could.
Yeah, because I mean, you could talk about fall.
Yeah, because he was talking to me about that, and he's like, you know, the phone's ringing off the hook right now, getting ready for fall. So. You know, that's something up for the homeowners, too. Get on somebody's list soon if you need fall cleanup or if you need, you know, fertilizer put down or any of that other stuff. You know, overseeding is a good thing to do now, too, you know, as the season winds down.
Oh, dude, I had a disaster.
Yeah?
Yeah, we cleaned all of the backyard, and we put down the seed, and my buddy Sergio said, put down the hay, and I put down the hay. Mm-hmm. Shit, I got nothing but weeds.
Yeah. I don't like the hay. It's never worked for me. You know,
didn't work for me.
It's down, and then the grass will grow through it, but then you can't get the hay up.
Yeah.
So I guess you just got to wait for it to eventually die off.
Decomposes.
Or something. Yeah, but
a lot of
just,
it decomposed, but some of it didn't. I still got patches of hay.
Yeah. That's I always felt the same way.
I did something wrong.
Yeah, I didn't like that stuff.
But I went from oh, unbelievable. When we had the sprout of August, and you know your lawns are growing really quick, mm-hmm. July, August. I'm like, what is this? I have a jungle. I don't have any grass. I got a jungle.
So you're mowing weeds?
I'm mowing weeds, baby.
Yep, yep.
And I had this weed killer stuff, and I was like, I'm going to spray it, kill it. I'm like, I'm going to kill my lawn. I'll have no green. I got a yard full of, you know, crabgrass. Go, oh, crabgrass. I'm sorry. I liked it.
Yeah.
It's good on
it's
the
green.
Feet. It's green.
Yeah.
It looks great. It's tough. It's blah, blah. But just in the fall, it's like, oh my God, what happened?
It's just
Armageddon.
Yellow. Yeah, it's just yellow.
It's just yellow and just blah.
And yellow until next spring.
Yeah.
Actually, it even comes in late.
You yeah.
know, it doesn't come back real fast.
No.
But when it does look nice.
Yep.
And like you said, good on your feet.
Yep. And I heard this thing this year, too, about when I'm jumping into spring. Don't kill your dandelions. Because the bees pollinate with the dandelions. So
well, can't
I'm like,
they go somewhere else to pollinate? the dandelions are ugly.
I don't care about it. I don't care. Okay. I don't care. Yeah. Make tea out of it or whatever.
Oh, wine.
Right, wine.
My in-laws, they make dandelion wine.
Did you hear in the state of Connecticut, well, this is what they said this year because I didn't see much of it.
Okay.
You know, they were mowing like crazy last year. They didn't really mow that much this year that I know.
Yeah, I haven't seen much either, yeah.
They were saving the high grass for the bees to pollinate.
Huh.
Which was interesting. But that's they did spray. They were spraying. Someone was spraying insecticides on the side of the road, whether it be Roundup. And like, excuse me, I think people get really nervous about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
What kind of insecticides? And it's like, no one's talking to the neighbors or anything like that about that whole insecticide thing.
That's not right.
No, because a lot of it's toxic.
Sure. And
people have animals.
Yep.
And that's not good. And if it goes into the, well, you know, all right. So I don't know about that.
We've done an episode or two on that.
I'm not going to get on the soapbox about that because I don't know enough about it. So I'll stop that.
All right. What else do you want people to do for fall?
Good time to clean your windows.
There you go.
The tilted windows. That's good.
Yeah.
Start checking for your weather stripping around your doors. Check your windows.
Mm-hmm.
Good time to get your chimney cleaned.
It's true.
I'm burning pellets this year.
Are you?
I'm going hardcore this year.
Nice.
I need a new boiler. In the meantime, while I'm getting the new boiler, I'm going to burn the soft and hard pellet. Anybody out there who... That's really funny, too, because some people like the soft pellets in the pellet stove. Mm-hmm. Some people like the hard pellets, hardwood pellets.
What's the difference?
They say the soft pellet burns hot. And I'm like, how is that? Because the hardwood has more of an amber to it, has more of an ash. And well, I should say coal has more of a coal to it, and it burns hotter. So now they're coming out with the mix, with the soft and the hard. And I always used to use the Lignetics, which is like the best pellet. You can get them at like Ace Hardware and stuff like that. That seemed always to burn the most efficient, and I didn't have to clean my pellet stove as much.
Okay.
But so I went to another grade. I went to Tractor Supply, and I burned theirs, and I had just the same amount of effectiveness, and they're cheaper.
Okay.
Their bags of pellets are like $5.
Oh, wow.
And I had the same result as far as I was concerned.
Okay, so no difference.
Right, but there are price. But there are grades out there. Like, I wouldn't trust the stuff, like, when shopping centers grab it, I don't trust the stuff from, like, Home Depot or Lowe's, because I have done it, and it's gunked up my machine much quicker, my pellet machine.
Okay.
Pellet stove.
Yep.
So that's on my to-do list this month, to get my stove and everything else just cleaned out and get that going, get that right.
Now, what do you order, like a pallet?
Yeah, a pallet of pellets. Try to say that. Try to say that after you bring in Jameson. A pallet of what?
Just throw anything in the stove at that point. Yeah.
Right? Anyway, between $200 to $250.
Okay.
You get like 40 bags.
All right. And then how many do you think you go through a season?
I'll go through three pallets.
Three pallets. Okay.
Three pallets.
$600-$700. That's not bad.
Yeah. The oil. Yeah, so that, and then the oil, I can cut down the consumption of oil.
Yep.
I like the pellets better.
Okay.
Less, you know, fossil fuel burning, I guess.
Now, how often do you have to add the pellets?
It depends. It's a really good question, because people ask me, you know, how fast you go through a bag of pellets.
Mm-hmm.
So, the pellet stove has a level from 1 to 9.
Okay.
And mine is from American Stove. And I've had it for, heard your neighbor.
Yeah, I know.
My God. So, sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think you heard that, but we did.
I don't know.
We did. Like a Tyrannosaurus.
Rewind and try to listen back.
All right.
You can hear it. Yeah.
Anyway. So, it goes from 1 to 9. And it's the pellet rate that goes into your, when you have it in your pot, when it goes down into the machine, into the burner, you drop a whole bag in there. The higher the number, the faster the rate that will go through the chamber into the burning pot. So the lower the number, it burns slower. So to answer your question, I can go one bag of pellets for 8 hours. If I burn it at like between 3 and 5.
Okay.
Higher than that, I'm going through a bag within 4 to 4 hours, 5 hours.
So now at nighttime, you would just throw a bag in there and then deal with it again.
Go
in the
low,
morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Burn
okay.
it low.
All right.
Hit low. So because remember, when you're burning the pot, when you're burning your pellets, you're heating up the stove.
Right.
So that's cast iron. It's steel.
Yep.
And it's hot.
Right.
Very hot.
Yeah. You can't touch that.
You won't touch. No.
Mm-mm.
You can't touch it. So.
And where is your stove? Is it in the living room or?
It's in the, we have it in the, we have like a small, it's like a sitting room where the fireplace is. So it's running up that flue.
Oh, okay.
You know, where I'm burning it.
Yep.
And now that I have solar power, if I really wanted to, I can go to electric heat.
Right.
And use up my credits from the summer.
Yep.
You know? But I don't need it. I mean,
no?
For backup. No. No,
I mean, you can do space heaters or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we have.
Yeah.
In certain rooms.
Yeah.
You know, but if you crack the door open, I got heat because it's right near the stairway.
Right.
You know, so you use a pellet stove to its I use it to its the most efficiency.
Okay.
And mine has been efficient. It's been, you know, like I said, it's like 10 years old. I've had to replace the the igniter.
Okay.
But you don't need the igniter. You can buy the pellet fuel, which is like a little it's like napalm. You buy it in a thing, you know, like the plastic mm-hmm. thing, and just put a little bit on the pellets that's sitting in the burn pot. And you start your stove up, and you light the fuel, and close the door, and it just ignites, and then
yep.
it just feeds that, you know, like you would if you had the igniter.
Hmm.
So anyway,
my in-laws do a wood stove, and they are fanatical about it too.
That's I know
it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work,
you know, and they're still. I mean, they're in their mid to upper 70s now. I mean, and they'll split wood all summer, spring,
yeah.
all long, and then they've just got stacks of it everywhere.
Yeah.
And they every single day going outside, get more wood, bring it up, and oh my God, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. But they save a ton of money.
All right.
You know? So
But that's a full time.
It
is.
That's
full time.
That's why I was asking about how often you have to fill it and stuff like that. So it doesn't sound as involved as a wood stove, but still you have to maintain it and everything else.
Maintain it, you gotta yep. clean it out. You gotta clean out the trap, you know, every yep. like I clean it out once a month.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. And then the bags, the plastic bags, I use them for everything, for trash disposal.
Mm-hmm.
I take them on the job because they're great, you know. I can
yep.
so I try to reuse that kind of stuff, or I can bring them back to the store and they just recycle them if they do recycle them.
Yeah,
you know, the United States is just terrible in recycling. Yeah, we're the worst in the world.
Yeah.
Well, we have all these laws, but anyway.
Yeah. We're at the top of the food chain, so.
Yeah. yeah.
That's everybody's philosophy.
Yep.
Here in the United States. So.
Yep.
Yep.
yep. So that's great. And I mean, I'm looking forward to how much electricity I saved this year.
Yeah.
Because now this is the full year I've done with solar power.
Okay.
And I pay on my electric bill right now, at least if people don't know that I have solar power,
mm-hmm.
I have from SunPower. The panels that I use, I pay a lease of $120 a month.
Okay.
Where my electrical bill used to be $360.
Wow.
Okay, so that's a difference.
Yeah.
And the other thing is now, the bill that I do get is basically I'm paying for the meter.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like maybe $10. It's like $9.94.
Okay.
Or $7.
Yep.
I spend a month just for that. For the
meter. Yeah.
The meter, that's it. And it's been great. It's been fantastic. So I'll take 130 over 360 any day of the week.
Hell yeah.
And now I got to work on my cable bill because it's phenomenal. I freaking hate it.
Do they have panels or something for a cable? No.
I don't know.
No.
As far as I'm concerned, I'd just rather just, yeah. I don't know.
You know what? All the kids today, they don't even watch TV. It's all on the computer or it's on their phone and they watch their videos and their shows and...
Yep.
You know, it's free.
And they don't talk to their parents.
And they don't talk to their parents, right?
That's right. Or anybody
else. Which is sometimes all right.
Right.
Yeah. So, all right, Mr. Driscoll, I think we've educated people enough on fall.
Yeah.
Things to
do. For now,
but
we'll have more shows on it
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Yep. And hopefully next week we will have the dryer vent wizard.
Yeah. Oh, one other thing, too, fall.
Yep.
Check your bulkheads if you have a bulkhead, the basement door opening, the basement entries.
Okay.
Make sure that those are good, no rust, and... check for leaks or anything like that. Go around that. That helps too. That's it.
Most people don't like to go inside those.
Because of spiders.
Spiders.
A lot of spiders.
Yeah.
Spiders and crickets. Oh my.
Yeah. So we get our furnace cleaned every year, obviously. So that's always my job. I have to open up the door going into the bulkhead. I have to take everything out and unlock it so that the guys can come in and out. But that's not from them. That's from my wife. So
she hates
spiders. She ain't going in there. Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah.
My buddy Mark used to tell me, he goes, you know where spiders come from? Yeah, no. He goes,
where?
The aliens. They don't come from this world.
Uh-huh.
They came from another world. Because
uh-huh.
What powers a spider? They don't have blood. It's I mean, he's like getting into
Jeez.
It. I'm like, dude.
Yeah, relax.
What did you smoke?
Yeah.
What are you vaporing? What are you doing?
Yeah, he's doing something.
The aliens.
The aliens.
It's the blood that just like it's turgor pressure. That's just like
all
it's
right.
Hydraulics. They work on hydraulics. I'm like, wow, you're thinking way too
yeah.
deep, dude.
Yeah, somebody's staring at spiders too long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tough as nails.
Yeah.
You get him in a room with a spider. Get him out of here.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people are like that.
Yeah.
Me, it's snakes. I don't like snakes.
Really?
No, oh,
snakes are good.
No.
Well,
anything that can come toward me without legs, I don't like it.
Really?
Yeah. It slithers along and it can still come at me. I don't like it.
All right. So basically, you can't hook a worm. You don't.
Oh, I can do worms. Worms are fine.
The worms are the same thing.
Yeah. No. They don't come at me. They go away from me.
Worms don't know shit. Worms don't know shit.
They're not very.
Worms are looking for shit in compost. They don't want nothing to do with me. They'll slide on me. And go, wait a minute. Yeah. You ain't shit. I ain't getting out. I'm getting out of here.
You know one question I've always had.
What?
Why do fish eat worms?
Why do fish eat worms?
Yeah,
protein.
But how do they know they like worms? Worms are on land. How does a fish know?
Fish will eat any kind of organism that's moving, whether it be a bug, a worm, another fish.
So you can go fishing with bugs.
Yeah.
Huh. All right.
They'll eat frogs because they have lures. They eat frogs. They eat everything.
Huh.
Yeah, fish eat everything.
I never understood how they like
fish eat each other. They'll eat each other.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, they'll eat bugs. They'll actually eat vegetation too. Because you got carp. They're just vegetarians.
Mm-hmm.
But they eat everything. So it's just, frogs eat everything too. Frogs eat each other. They will eat each other.
So fish eat each other and frogs eat each other.
Frogs eat each other. Frogs eat everything.
Do snakes?
Snakes? Yeah, snakes will eat a snake.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
See, that's a perfect circle right there. They eat themselves. They keep
it's
going
just,
over.
Listen, I told you about this too, about birds.
Oh, no.
When you get up in the morning, you listen to birds.
Uh huh.
What do you think? They're just chirping, going, "Hi, Tim. Hey, Al. How are you? Hi, Susan. Yes. Hi, Mary." No, they're like, "Get out of my tree. I hate you. I will eat you. I'll peck the shit out of you. Get out of here. I hate you. Get away from this tree."
My birds are happier than your birds. You have angry birds.
No, I don't.
We must have angry birds.
I don't have angry birds.
Ever since you had that peacock.
It wasn't my peacock. That was the most fucked up thing that ever happened to me. That freaked the shit out of me. I'm sorry that I'm swearing, but it was crazy. I come out of my room. My dogs are barking. My two Jack Russells are freaking out. And I go out into the cul-de-sac, and it's like 6 in the morning. And I'm like, what is that? All of a sudden, freaking screaming. I like drop my coffee. I'm like, what the fuck was that? And the thing is, it was like my cousin Vinny.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
With that owl screech. Yeah. It was like 10 times worse than that. And it's sitting on my neighbor's fire on his chimney. And I'm like, that's a peacock. Where did that freaking peacock come from? He escaped. And they make this sound. They go, ah! Like really loud. And then they go, they make that noise. I'm not lying. Because they're calling for a female.
And that works?
And they swing their head.
And it's get his tail up too?
No, only no? When, if they see a female, then the tail goes up.
Okay.
But he jumps down off the guy's roof and he goes down. He's like, he's wallowing around and he's looking for ticks and he's eating bugs.
Nice.
And then just when it starts to become dusk, he freaking hops back up and he goes on my neighbor's roof and, Shaka! I swear to God. That was the most. I'm like,
I think the last part was from you.
But he starts doing it at 2:30 in the morning, and yep, that was like, oh, enough, he's got to go.
Yep.
He's got to go. And they told the peacock guy, because the guy owned peacocks.
Yep.
They found him and go, "You found my peacock." No, he found us. Get rid of him.
Take him out of here right now.
Go, yeah, he had to go take him home. Don't bring him back here again.
All right.
Yeah.
So, angry birds and peacocks. I got it. If you've taken nothing away from this episode, please. Angry Birds and Peacocks. There you go. All right, Mr. Driscoll, let's call it quits here.
Sugar!
See everybody next week.